Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
Kedushin Daf Ayin Hei. The Gemara at the bottom of Ayin Daud Omer Beis brings a braisa, a three-way machlekes tanoim, about what type of psul and pasul a woman from kahuna. Meaning when they boil this woman, they pasul her. Rashi explains both from eating chuma if she's a bas kayin, and from marrying a kayin, regardless of whether she's a Bas Kain, a Levi, or a Yisraelis, if this Pasul is boil her, it will now Pasul her from Kahuna. As a three-way Machlekes Tanoim, which Psulim are included in this din? The first sheet of the sheet of the Tanakama, he says that this includes a Ger, Amini, Umayavi, Amitsri, Adoimi, Kusi, Nasin, Cholol, Umamzer, all of these cases Pasul, and the Gemara explains that the Klal, according to this Tana, is Kol Shabiyosi Baveira Paisal. As long as it's a Bias Isser, that will Pasul her from Kahuna. The second sheet is the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, and the Gemara explains how does she argue in the Tanakama. The Gemara says that both of them agree that we don't have from Amon Elokayin Gadol. Just like by Amon Elokayin Gadol, she's Nifsula, she becomes a Chalola, she becomes Pasul to Kuhuna, so too any B.S. Isser will also Pasul. And the Machaikas is according to the Tanakama, this includes any B.S. Avera. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's only Dumi Dumdam Amon Elokayin Gadol. Just like over there, the Zera is Pasul, also only a B.S. Isser whose Zera is Pasul will Pasul her from Kuhuna. And therefore, what would not be included in this is a Mitzri Sheni. Since a Mitzri Sheni's child is a Mitzri Shlishi and they're kosher, loving Bikahal, so they will not have this din, they will not pasul a woman from Kahuna. Now, the third sheet in the Braisa is the sheet of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. He holds Kosh Atanoise Bitoi Atanoise Almanosai. Chosh Yatanoise Bitoi Yatanoise Almanosai. And the Gemara explains he also learned that from a Merlokain Gadol. However, he holds it has to be Dumatal Merlokain Gadol, Shekol Zari Poisel. And therefore, Amoni and Moyavi will not be included in this din. Since the daughter of Amoni and Moyavi is kosher, because of the Joshua Amoni Amoinis, Moyavi Vlay Moyavis, therefore, Amoni and Moyavi are not Dumatal Amoni Lekain Gadol, they do not have this din that they pass the woman Bibiyosam from Kahuna. Now, it needs clarification in this Sugya, and this is according to all three Shitas of the Tanoim, and we'll see this is discussed in Rishainim and Nachrainim, and that is what exactly is the Isser that's Chal on this woman who had a B.S. Isser, and she now became usher to a kain, if afterwards the kain will go and will live with her, which isser is the kain over? And we'll see that there are three possibilities how to understand this din. The first thought to say is that it's isser of chalala. We see the Gemara compares this to Amon Elokayin Gadol. Over there, there's the isser of chalala. Perhaps that's the isser over here as well. The second thought is that it's an isser of zoyna. We'll see that there are certain cases where definitely this din is true. A woman who had a B.S. isser, she becomes a zoyna. And the Isser that the Kain is over afterwards, if he lives with her, is an Isser of Isha Zayna v'chalala lo yikachu. And the third side is that it's not an Isser of Zayna, and it's not an Isser of Chalala, rather it's a new Isser, looked out of a different pasuk, the pasuk that says, Bas Kain ki siya li ish zar, hi b'chumas hakadoshim lo yisoychel. So we'll begin with Tosis at the top of the Amud over here, in Dibra Maschel v'shneim lo lamdua. He's bothered by Akasha. He says, the Gemara in Givamastav Samaches brings the same Braisa, all three Shidus HaTanoim, and the Gemara over there asks, where is this learned from? Menohani mili, and the Gemara over there says, "Amar of Yehuda Marav Omar Kro Ubas Kain Kisiya Lish Zar," and the Yehuda Marav Darshins Kivan Shenivla LePosla Posla. The Gemara over there is Marich and says, "Really, you need this pasuk leGufei." The Pasha Pshat on that pasuk is saying that if she was a Bas Kain and she was Mutter to eat Chuma after she's Nivla LeIsh Zar, meaning to a Yisrael, then really she no longer can eat Chuma. But Akapam, the Gemara says there's an extra pasuk when we make this Joshua Kivan Shenivla LePosla. We're dashing the word Zara in this pasuk means someone who she's usher to. Once she has a beer to someone that she's usher to, pasla, she now becomes pasul. The Gemara Hamshach says, really, this pasuk is talking about achilas shuma, so you know that she's nifsal from achilas shuma with a B.S. Isser. How do we know that she becomes pasul to a kain as well? And this Gemara says, we don't have a kavachimer from a grusha. The ma grusha shemuteres b'tshuma, asura lekahuna, a grusha does not become usher from eating shuma, but she does become usher to a kain, so zusha asura b'tshuma inedin shepsul lekahuna. That the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, "V'chim asuyim min adin." Can we learn an isser from a kavuchaymer? And the Gemara answers, "Gilei milso ba'almahu." Rashi explains that we're not actually learning the isser from this kavuchaymer; we're just learning that this is included in the pasuk, which says, "Bas kain kasiel irzar," where we learn that kivan shenivla l'pasul l'pasla. That pasul includes both for chuma and for a kain. Hakamam. So Tosis Beyos brings that Gemara in Yevamis Daf Samaches, and Tosis asks that the Gemara here is mashmah that all of these tanaim are learning out their din from the din of Amon Elokayin Gadol. The Gemara says, Shneim lelamdu el mikayin gadol ba'almano. The Gemara in the end says, about all the Tanoim, everyone learns that from Amon Elokayin Gadol. How does that fit with the Gemara Yevamis Daf Samaches? which is mashmo learning it from a drasha of the pasuk kisiel leishzar. So Tosis answers and he says the Gemara here just means to say hachi kamar lo tikshilu mikoyin gadol ba'almana. The matzino lemelaf minei lemarket isli lemarket isli. Enech nami the ikur drasha is from that pasuk which the Gemara brings in Yevamos baskayin kisiel leishzar. However, since we also have a pasuk, we know that the din is ba'almana lekoyin gadol. She also becomes nifsal from a kain. So however you're going to dash on the pasuk of kisiel leishzar. Whatever psalm we're going to want to include in this pasuk, it's going to have to fit with the din of Amon Elokein Gadol, and that's what our Gemara explains, that the different Tanoim will define differently what exactly is the klal of Amon Elokein Gadol. Is it because it's a Bias Aveiro, or is it because since the Zera is pasul, then she, the Amon, also becomes pasul? Or the third side, the way of Shimon Gamliel holds, is because Kol Zari pasul, that's where the Amon becomes pasul, and that would fit with the way he holds the din of Kisiyah Liv Zar, that's only in the case where Kol Zari pasul. And that's why Yosef points out that the way Tosis over here is saying, the Lashon of the Gemara is not so easy to understand. V'shneim lilam duo, it's not that they're really learning out of Amon Elokein Gadol, it's just that they're answering a question that it should not be a kasha from the din of Amon Elokein Gadol. Maestro, the Tosis of Rosh over here says a little bit different than Tosis, and this is how Tosis in Yevamos Daf Samach Tesom and Aleph, the Ramaschal V'shneim, that's how he says it as well, that the Ikur Joshua really is from the Pasuk Yisiyah Lish Zar. However, we're using Amon Elokein Gadol to be a giloy, how exactly to define what is included in Zar. This is the machlokes. It has to be dumit to kohen gadol. Whatever is dumit to kohen gadol will be included in the zar. It will be a gili which psulim are included in that pasuk. But really, the ikur mekar is from the pasuk of kisiyah lizar. That's what we learned this din that a bias iser will passel her from kohuna. Now, in that toisus in Yevamos Daf Samach Tes, he adds, while ma'isuk is it not enough to learn it out from the din of amon kohen gadol? Why do we need the pasuk of kisiyah lizar? I'm just using the din of amon kohen gadol to be a gili. What's included in this zar? Why can't we learn directly from the din of Amon Elokein Gadol? So Tosis over there in Yevamos Samach Tes tells us to look in Tosis earlier on in the Masechta, and he's referring to Tosis over there in Yevamos Tezvav Amid Beis, where he asks his kasha. He asks the kasha even stronger. He says, why don't we make a kavachomer? And Tosis over there is basing this on a kavachomer that the Gemara says over there on Tezvav Amid Beis. Tosis wants to make a similar kavachomer as far as this din, that Isha is nifsula from a kain with a bias iser. We should make a kavachomer from Amon Elokein Gadol, which is not an Isser Hashavah Bekol. It's an Isser which is only for Kayanim. And the Gemara makes a similar Kavachim over there that an Isser She'ein Hashavah Bekol is not as strong as an Isser She'Shavah Bekol. And if so, Taisa says, just like by Amon Elokein Gadol, even though it's an Isser She'ein Hashavah Bekol, still the din is that she becomes Pasol, she's Nischalo. So Kol Shekein Abiyas Isser which is Shavah Bekol. If a woman lives with a person that she's Aser to, like a Mamzer or a Maini or Mayavi, these are Isserim which are Shavah Bekol. So Kol Shekein she should be Nischalo. Even without this drasha on Yevamos Samaches of Kisiyah Lizar, Kivin Shnivla L'Pasla, Pasla. So Tosis over there answers this kasha, and he quotes the Gemara later on in our parak on Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara says, "Ein chalolo elo mi iser kuhuna." A klal that there's no such a thing as a chalolo, unless it came about through a bias iser, which is unique to kainim. For example, Amon l'kain gadol, that's an iser kuhuna, that could create a din chalolo. Or Grusha l'kain hedi, that also makes her into a chalolo. However, any other bias iser, even if it's an iser chomer like a chayvei krisus, will not make her into a chalala. So, Hakapanam, we see from Tosis, why do we need this drasha of kisiyah lizar, kivin shenivla l'pasla l'pasla? We cannot learn straight from the din of Amon Elokein Gadol, even if there's a kavachomer, Tosis explains, because we cannot make her into a chalala if the bia that she was over was a bias iser, which is not unique for kayanim. Therefore, Beikar was samech on the drasha of kisiyah lizar, and we're just using Amon Elokein Gadol to be megal to us what is included in zar. Now, there are a number of Rashis which are mashma, that a woman who had a bias iser and became pasul to a kain does actually get the din of a chalala. Rashi does not say that we learn it out of Amon Elokein Gadol. Perhaps Rashi had a different teretz, why we don't make the kavachem that Tosis suggests in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos says clearly that we do learn it out from the pasuk of kisiyah lizar, not from Amon Elokein Gadol. But Rashi would be mashma that after the Maisa we have that pasuk of kisiyah lizar, which tells us that once she had a bias iser, she became pasul from a kain. Now the Maisa, she is included in the category of a Chalala. Rashi says like this in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph, and the Ramaschal Bo'aleo. Rashi says, Bo'aleo Echem Min Apsulim, Kegayin Kusi, Chalol, Nosin, Umamzir, Aso Chalala, Upasla. And he quotes the Gemara Yevamos, Kedarmina B'Yevamos, Kisiyah Lizar, Kivin Shenivla, L'Apasla, Upasla. So despite the fact that Rashi brings the Drosha, he still says that in the end, the Maisa, she has the shame of a Chalala. Rashi in Yevamos, Daf Nanzayin Amud Aleph, is also mashma like this. Over there, he's talking about a Ptsua Daka, and he says, Kivan Shenivla L'Apostle L'Apostle, if a woman had a Bia with a Ptsua Daka who was ushered to her, she now gets a din of a Chalala, Rashi says. So again, even though we need a Drasha of Kisiyah Lizar, Rashi's Mashma, which Isser L'Maisa is the kohen over when he lives with her after she became posel? Rashi says it's the isser of chalala. We have to know how Maisa Rashi answers this gemara later on in the Fayin Zayin Amud Beis, which says ein chalala ela mi isser kuhuno belvad. Now there's a mashal later on in the Fayin Zayin Amud Aleph, who's mudaik from the Tosis over there. It's the Tosis Yeshanim Dibur Maschal v'chi Tema. The mashal says Tosis is also mashma like this, and a woman who's posel with a bia, she gets a shame chalala. And the mashal asks this kasha, how does it feel with the gemara later on in the Fayin Zayin Amud Beis? Now the mashal there mentions an important point, and he says if this will be correct, a woman who had a B.S. Isser, she does get a shame of a chalala, and we will be able to answer an akasha that the Magen Mishnah and the Beis Yosef both ask. He's referring to a Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Yudches, Halacha Aleph, and a Beis Yosef in Evan Ezra, Siman Vav, and what they're talking about over there is a major machlokes rishonim about the din of a zayna. We know the Torah says that a zayna is asur to a kain, each a zayna v'chalala yikachu, and the machlokes rishonim is what exactly makes a woman into a zayna, like having this din that she now becomes possible to a kain. Rashi on the Mishnah Yivamistav Samaches Samaralf is Mavur that any B.S. Isser makes her into a Zayna. Tosef there argues on Rashi and he says it's not any B.S. Isser, rather it's only an Isser that loy tafsiba kedushin, like a Chayvi Krisis, we hold a Chayvi Krisis, kedushin is not Taifis. A Bia from a Chayvi Krisis, which kedushin is not Taifis, that's what makes her into a Zayna. Tosef Yivamistav Memdaud Omer Beiz, Dibur Maschal saw a Zayna, he's marach more about this, and brings rise to this, but Akoparim, this is the Shita of Rashi, both over there in Yevamis and Rashi Al Atayro and Parshas Emor on the Pasuk of Isha Zayna V'Chalod Lo Yikachu, Rashi says clearly that it's any B.S. Isser that will give her the din of a Zayna. The Ramban Al Atayro and Parshas Kedeshim, he argues on this Rashi, he also like the Shita of Taisis that it's only a B.S. Isser of a Chayvi Krisis, which Kedushin is not Taifis. This is also Machlekes the Ramam and the Ravid in Hilchos Asuri Bia Perak Yudches Halacha Aleph. The Ram holds like the Shita of Rashi that it's any B.S. Isser which makes her into a Zayna, and the Ravid over there argues and he says it's only a B.S. Isser of Chayvi Krisis. Both the Beis Yosef and Evan Ezra Siman Vav and the Magen Mishnah on that halacha in the Surah Bia Perek Yudches Halacha Aleph, they ask, how could Tosis and the Ravid hold that a woman does not get a din of a zayna with a B.S. Isser, only by a B.S. Isser Isser Kares? And they ask from Ar-Braisa is Mavur that you don't need Dafka and Isser Kares, even an Isser Lav, it's Machlokes Tanaim, which Lav and exactly are included. Rakupam, you see, you don't need Dafka and Isser Kares to make her apostle for a kain. Now the Magen Mishnah and the Beis Yosef are clearly learning that even though the Gemara Yevamos brings the Josh of Kisiyah Leish Zar, they understand that we're not being Mechadish a new Lav. Rather, when we say that these women become possible for a kain, what we mean to say is that they're included in the Lav of Zayna. Therefore, they're asking on these Rishonim, they're connected this Mefurish of Braisa. And the Mashal, which we mentioned on Daf Ayin Zayin, he wanted to suggest that the way the Tosis over there was Mashma, that Isha was Nivla to Apostle and she became Apostle, the Pshat is that she's included in the Lav of Chalolo. This will be the Teres of the Kash of the Magen Mishnah and the Beis Yosef. These Rishonim, the Ravid and Tosis, they'll hold that it's not a Zayna, nor to be Chayv from Mishum Zayna, it has to be Dafka al Isser, which is Yesh by Kareis, Kedushin is not Taifis. That which our Gemara is in Vuhu, that she's possible from a Kain, it's with the other Isser, the Isser of Chalala. However, as the Masha asked, the Gemara in Ayin Zayin is Mavur, not like this, the Gemara says that Ein Chalala El Mipsulei Kuhuna. Now there is, however, a third side, and that is that the Din which is learned from this Pasuk of Bas Kain Kesiel Lirzar, Kimach Nivla L'Apostle Apostle, this itself is its own Isser. The Rashba and Yivamastaf Ayin is before like this. He asks on the Rashi which we mentioned earlier, Rashi over there was Mashma by Petsuadaka, who passels a woman with his Bia from Kahuna. Rashi says she gets a din of a Chalola. And the Rashba asks, In Chalola Elmi Psule Kahuna. So the Rashba learns that what's Chal is a new Isser. From this Pasul, we learn a new Isser that once she's Nivla to Apostle, she becomes Pasul. But not that it's Bechal the Isser of Chalola, and it's not Bechal the Isser of Zayna either. Rather, it's a new Isser on its own. This is Mashma Yisav Toysis and Yivamastaf Memdaun Omer Beiz as well. And the Rabban Al Atayra, the Rabban which you mentioned earlier, he argues on Rashi and he says that not every B.S. Isser makes a woman into a Chalala. And he explains that what you're over is this new Isser, the Isser of Bas Kain Kesiyah Lirzar, Kivish Nivlal Apostola, Apostla. Now the place can bring that there is enough Kamina in this Machaikis Rishaynim regarding the Chiv Malkus. The Beis Shmuel writes like this in Evan Ezra Simen Vov, Sifkot and Tezayin, and the Chalkos Machaik over there as well in Sifkot and Yud. They're referring to the Machaber in Simen Vov, Siv Ches, who brings this machlekes rishonim if the din of a zayna is by all chiyuvei lavin or only by chiyuvei krisis, and they both ask that either way the din is that she's aser. Even according to rishonim, this is not included in zayna, but it's learned out of the pasuk of kisiyah lirzar kimach nivla l'pasul apostla. And they ask this as a kasha: why does the mechaber have to bring two days over here? The only nefkamina would be legabi the chiyuv malchus, and they understand that if you hold like the shitas rishonim that she's included in the iser of zayna, then a kohen who lives with her will get a chiyuv malchus. If it's learned from the pasuk of kisiyah lirzar, there won't be a Chiyuv Malkus, and the pshat is, Because as the Gemara over there says, it's only a gili milso. The pashtik over there is talking about achilas truma, and not an iser to a kain. And therefore, there will be no chiv malchus. And the Beis Shmuel and the Chalkas Mechegin, they're asking a kasha on the Mechaber, why does the Mechaber have to bring this Machlekes if it's not negeh only l'inyan chiv malchus, which we anyways don't give bizman hazeh? One can take a look in the Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah Reish Samach Vav, Ois Chav Gimel, he discusses this nidain, and he brings that Taisis in Yevamah Staf Mem Daud, his mashma, that even if you hold that it's a new iser, learned out of the pasuk of Kisir Lish Zar, still there will be a chiv malchus. So he says, l'maisa, the nafkamin would come out, what is the hasra that we would have to give this kain? According to the Rambam, we have to give him a hasra, the pasuk of Isha Zayna v'chalal lo yikachu. According to Taisus, we'd have to give the hasra of this pasuk, ubas kain kisir lir zar, he retrieves chumas kadoshim lo yisoychal. So just to summarize, we have three mahachim in the sugya. What exactly is this iser? After this woman was nivla to a apostle, she now becomes apostle to a kain. What iser l'mais is the kain over if you will live with her? We said the mashmais of Rashi in a few places, and the mashmais says this is the mashmais of Taisus later on, the Taisus of Shonam daf ayin zayin, is that the iser that you'll be over is the iser of chalala. The sheet of the Rambam, that a woman who had a bia to someone who she was usher to, even if it's only an iser lav, she gets the din of a zayna. The Yosef and the Magmish understand Bedas the Rambam, that the drush of kisiyah lishzar, once she's nivla to apostle, she becomes apostle. That's a giloy, that she's included in the lav of a zayna. And the third mahalach, the sheet of the Rashba, in Yivamas daf ayin, and the Rabban al Torah, and Taisus in Yivamas daf memdav and Amad Beis, is that this is a new iser. Vaskain kisiyah lishzar is an iser on its own. And within this mahalach, we had two studim, whether there'll be a chiv malchus or not. Now, I'll just mention the Marsha over here. He points out that one of the cases listed in the Braisa, one of the psulim which pasul biyosai, is the psul of cholol. And the Marsha asks that really a cholol is different than all the other cases in the Braisa. By a cholol, there is no iser involved in the bia. The Braisa said if one of these psulim is bo'al kaihenes al leviyah of albas Yisrael, the din is that it pasuls her, and the din is that a cholol is mutter to a leviyah and to a Yisraelis, and even to a kaihenes. That's the din of like huzruk sheroys linosi lepsulim. There's no iser for a bas kain to get married to a cholol. And if so, how can we learn this psul from a mona l'kain gadol? The lashon of the Gemara when it explains the tanakam of the Braisa is ma kain gadol ba mona should be yosei ba aviru poisel ba av kol should be yosei ba aviru poisel ba. And kapshut the Rabbeisi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, they're not arguing on that point. They're asking that we can only learn from a mona l'kain gadol to a bias aviru. And if so, how could we include cholol in this list? Why should a cholol pasul be yosei? So the Mashal explains that this is really a Gemara Mufureshes in Yevamos Daf Samachtas Amud Aleph. The Gemara actually asks this kasha. The lashon of the Gemara is Cholol de lav zar etzlahu loy lifsal, meaning the lashon of zar is mashma that it's a bias iser, and by Cholol it's not a bias iser. And this Gemara answers Ein Echanami. There's a separate pasuk. The way we know that Cholol pasuls bebiyosa is from a different pasuk. The Gemara explains loyichal zari ba'amov makish zari loy mahu poisel av zari nami poisel. We're comparing the same way the kain gadol pasuls the almano when he's boil her, or the kain headed pasuls the grusha when he's boil her. So too the zarei, meaning the child who's a cholol, he also pasuls bibiyosei. This is how we know that a cholol pasuls a woman from kahuna. Rakapana, we see that Masha is assuming that the only din we can learn from almano the kain gadol is to a bia, which is a bias iser, just like by almano the kain gadol. However, this is not so posh. There's an interesting discussion about this. Rabbi Chan has in the Kibbutz Aris and Simon Mem Hei. He quotes over there in Igeres Harashba. The Rashba this is referring to, Rabbi Chanan says, is one of the Bali HaTosfos. But the Rashba is coming to ask kashas on the Shita Sarambam. The Shita Sarambam that holds that all Chayvi Lavin in the Torah, you're not over with the Bia alone, you're only over if you're first Mekadosh the Isha. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Esuri Bia, Perek Tazvav Alocha Beis. Over there he's talking about a mamzer and he says like this. He says, Ba v'loy kidesh einan loyken mishum mamzerus, she'ein l'cha b'chol Chayvi Lavin misha loyka al b'ilo, b'loy kedushin elokain gadol ba'amano k'moshi izbar. The Rambam says, all chayvi lavin in the Torah, you're not over with the bi'ilo alone, only if you're first a mekadosher, then you're boil, that's when you're over. The only exception the Rambam says is, amon l'kain gadol k'moy she'izbar. The Rambam over there argues with a very strong lashon. He says, lo nisbar v'lo yisbar, v'ha'imr lo yisbar, ki toz g'doy lahi. He argues very strong on this Rambam. But Rakoparam, this is the sheet of the Rambam, and he says, only amon l'kain gadol k'moy she'izbar. He's referring to that which he writes later on, in Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Gimel over there, the Rambam says, why is Amon al-Kain Gadol different? Because the Lashon of the Pasuk is Shelo Yichalel. Once he's boiled this Amon, he's already Mechalel her, he makes her into a Chalala. That's when you're over the Lav already with the Bia, even if there was no Kiddushin. Now this is a discussion in this Igeres HaRashba. He asks a number of kashas on this Shita of the Rambam. And Rabbi Chana over there brings, this is in Sif Katan Hei, one of the kashas that the Rashba asks on the Rambam is from Er Sugya. Er Sugya is before that Chayvei Lavin, like Amoni or Mayavi or Mamzer, They passel an isha bebiya, they passel it from a kayin, and we learn out from a manel kayin gadol. And the kasha is, the bishlam manel kayin gadol, the biya involves an avera, as the Rambam himself says. This is the exception, the Rambam says. This is where even the biya itself involves an avera. If so, how can we learn to other chayvi lavim where that biya itself does not involve an avera? And the truth is, the lashon of the Gemara, as we quoted before, the Gemara says, ma'am manel kayin gadol, biyasa ba'avera poisel ba, afkal shal biyasa ba'avera poisel ba, and the chayr, according to the Rambam, this is not accurate. How can we say that the biya involves an avera? By all chayv lav in the sheet of the Rambam is that the bi itself does not involve an avera only if there was first a kedushin. And Rambam says, you have to say b'das Rambam that passing an isha b'biyasa is not really tolling in the actual iser. Even if there's no avera involved in the bia, but since this is a woman who's usher to him, meaning according to the Rambam, if there would be a kedushin, there would be avera involved in the bia. It's a woman who's posel to him, so that bia will also aser her from a kohen. Meaning even a manel kohen gadol, which does involve an avera, it's not the actual maisa avera which is passeling her. It's the fact that he's puzzled to her, that's what's passing her with this bia. Even though the lashon of the Gemara is kosher biyasi ba'avira, Rebbe Chaim doesn't point this out, but what you have to say is biyasi ba'avira, if there would be a kedushin, that's enough to show us that he's puzzled to her, that's why he'll puzzle her, even if right now there is no avira involved. Now we can add further that based on that which we explained earlier, b'das Rambam, we said that which we learned out of the pasuk of kisiyah lishzar, according to the Rambam, it's not a new isser which is learned out. Rather, this pasuk is a gilui that these are included in the parasha of Zayna. We saw that the Beis Yosef and the Magen Mishnah understood this way, and the Bi'ur Gra says like this clearly. And just so this would fit very well, because the sheet of the Rambam, this is in the beginning of Perek Yud Ches Hilchos Bi'ur, where he describes what exactly is called a Zayna. He says, a Zayna is any woman whose Nivla L'Adam Shehi Asur Lihi Nasei Loi. He says, the Isser, even if the Isser that's involved is only an Isser of Nisuin, if she has Bi'ur to him, that makes her into a Zayna. The Rambam is a Bi'ur like this Behemshach, he explains this very clearly. Later on in Halacha Hey over there, he says, Halomadita, She'ein Hayoisa Zayna Toloi Bebi'ilo Shal Isser. He brings examples where there was a B.S. Isser, but yet she does not become a Zayna. For example, if one is Baalah when she's in Nida, it does not make her into a Zayna. And the Rambam brings an example the other way around as well, where the Bia was not a B.S. Isser, yet still she does become a Zayna. And that's by a Niveles to a Cholol. The din is that a Cholol is Mutter, even to a Baskayin. As we mentioned before, like Huzruk Sheris Linosei Lipsulim. Yet still the din is, the Rambam says, that if she's Niveles to a Cholol, she gets the din of a Zayna. We mentioned earlier the Gemara Yevamos Daf Samachtes. The Gemara brought a special drasha to tell us that a woman is nifsla to a kain if she's nivla by a cholol. As we saw, because the Gemara says over here it's not called zar etzla, she's not usher to the cholol. Still, we dash from a different pasuk that she becomes usher to a kain. From the pasuk of loychal zari ba'amav makir zari loy mahu poisel av zari nami poisel. However, what iser is this exactly? The Rambam holds that she gets a din of a Zayna. Other Rishonim argue on this. Taisus earlier on in the Masechta, on Daf Samach Zayin Amar Aleph, Dibur Maschel Vahari, Taisus says that she gets a din of a Chalolo, Rakapam, the Rambam fits very well with Shitasa, as we explained earlier. The Rambam explains all of these cases in the Braisa, where she's Nivla to a Pasul, she gets a din of a Zayna, so too when she's Nivla to a Chalol, she also gets a din of a Zayna. Rakapam Linyonenu, as far as what the Rambam is saying right now, the Rambam is saying is that the din of a Zayna is not dependent on being a Bias Isser, as the Rambam says that there are certain Bias Isser which do not make her into a Zayna. And the other way around as well, there are certain bias which are not bias isser, and they do make her into a zayna, like if she's nivelas to a chalol. So what is the chalois shame zayna tali in? The Rambam says, "Ein hadavar tali elo bepegima." It's tali on her being nifgam. Piashmo lamanu she'ein peguma elo miadam ha'aser lo oime chalol k'moisha biyarnu. Then zayna is tali on her becoming a peguma, and what makes her into a peguma? Either she had bias to someone who she's aser to, or bias to a chalol. Now what does Rambam mean, a bia to someone who she's usher to? As we explained before, it doesn't necessarily mean that this bia itself was a maisa aveira. According to the sheet of the Rambam, a bia with chayvi lavin does not necessarily involve an iser, only if it was first kedushin. What the Rambam means that it's someone who she's usher to, it means that she's usher to have nisuin with, a kedushin with the bia, that involves an iser, that's enough to make her into a zayna. Even if right now she just had a bia without a kedushin, still she would become a zayna. So this is how Rabbi Chana explains the sheet of the Rambam in the sugya, since according to the Rambam, the din in our sugya, the reason why she becomes puzzled is because she gets a shame zayna. The sheet of the Rambam is that that's not telling a bias avera, rather it's telling being nivla to someone who she's puzzled to. Now I've just mentioned one more point that Rabbi Chanan says over there. He says, according to the sheet of the Rashba, the Bala Tosfos, which he brought over there, who asks the kasha on the Rambam, the Rashba understood in our sugya the only time that the nivelas will become puzzled is if there is a bias avera. Rabbi Chanan explained, but that's the Rambam, you don't need a bias avera, but the Rashba held that you do, and Rabbi Chanan asks the kasha on him. The one of the psulim listed over here in the Braisa is a Nisin. What is the Isra of the Nisinim? The Isra, Rabbi Chanan says, is the lav of l'sischatin bom. And the Gemara of Avodazar Daflam and Vav is mevur, that it's only osur derech ishus, not derech znus. And since the Braisa puts Nisin together with the other psulim, The Mashmoy says that it passes with the bia alone, even if it's not a bia derech ishus. According to the way the Rashba understands, a bia znus of an asin should not passel because it does not involve an isra deraisa. So this lechur is right to the other way around, like the sheet of the Rambam, that these psulim who passel with their bia, it's not necessarily in the case where the actual bia is a maisa aveira. Now we'll continue on. The Gemara over here brings, what is the nafkamina between the case of the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi? The Gemara says the nafkamina is by a mitzri sheni. According to the Tanakama, the mitzri sheni will passel a woman by biyosei since he's usher to her. According to Rabbi Yosi, it's not enough that he's usher to her, it has to be that the zera will be passel. And since in this case the zera is kosher because the mitzri shlishi is mutter bikahal, therefore the mitzri sheni will not passel her by biyosei. Now we just mentioned the kasha that the rishonim over here ask, the Rabban and the Ritva, and Tais as well, and Yivamus Tafayin Zayin. They asked that the sugya over there in Yivamus Tafayin Zayin is mavur, that there's a machoikis between your Yerbechanan and Reish Lakish. What is the din if a mitzri sheni is Baal Bas Yisrael? So it's a bias aveiro. And the question is, what is the status of the child? Echanam, the child is not usher bikahal, since the child is a mitzri shlishi, is mutter bikahal. However, they discuss, what is the din if it's a daughter that's born, is she mutter to a kain? And the same child is also by Amini and Mayavi, who are Baal Bas Yisrael, and they have a daughter. So this daughter is an Aminis or a Mayavis, she's Mutter Bekahal. But still, they discuss, since she was born from a Bias Isser, maybe she should be possible to a Kain. And the Maestro, the Gemara says, this is Machalikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that she's possible to a Kain. He learns it out from Amon Lekain Gadol, just like over there, the child is Pogum Lekahuna. Here as well, according to Reish Lakish, the child is Pogum Lekahuna. And the child that the Rishayim discuss is that in Ersigit's Mashma, the child of this Mitzri Sheni is definitely Mutter. And not only is he Mutter Bekahal, Lechar is Muchach from the Sugya, that if it's a girl, she'll be mutter to a kain. Because the Gemara says, what is the nafkamina between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi? The Gemara says, according to the Tanakama, that anyone who's osur passels a woman be yosai, so that would include even a mitzri sheni. According to Rabbi Yosi, it has to be the dafka that the child is passel, just like by Amon Lekain Gadol, where she's nifsal, it's only because her child is also nifsal. So to any passel which we learn from Amon Lekain Gadol, it has to be that the child is nifsal in order to say that she's nifsal be biya. Therefore, the Gemara says that by mitzri sheni, where the child is kosher, so she will not be nifsal bebiya. Now the question is that by Amon Lekain Gadol, that the child is nifsal, it doesn't mean that the child is nifsal bekahal. The child has a din of a chalala who's usher only to a kain. So too, to be dumya to Amon Lekain Gadol, all we have to say is that the child is nifsal to a kahuna. It doesn't have to be that the child is nifsal lekahal. And if so, why is it so pashut to the Gemara that the child of this mitzri sheni is not possible? According to the sheet of Reish Lakish, the child is possible be kahuna, even though she's not possible lekahal. And furthermore, by Amini and Mayavi as well, the Gemara is mavur, this is the machaikus between Rabbi Yosi and Shimon ben Gamliel, because Amini and Mayavi, the child is posel, but it's only the zohar, not the nekeva. And according to Rabbi Yosi, that's enough to be dumah to Amon Lekain Gadol, to pasel her Rabbi Yosi. According to Shimon ben Gamliel, it's not enough. Shimon ben Gamliel holds it has to be dumah to Amon Lekain Gadol, she kol zari posel. Therefore, according to Shimon ben Gamliel, the bia of an Amini or Mayavi will not pasel her, because it's not kol zari posel. And here the question is once again, according to the sheet of Reish Lakish, and Amini or Moyavi, who's Baal Bas Yisrael, the Bia is a Bias Isser, and even though if it's a girl which is born, so she's an Aminis or Moyavis, she's Mutter Bekahal, but according to Reish Lakish, she's still Usher to a Kayin. If so, why is it not Dumma to Amon Lekain Gadol? It is called Zari Pasol. Even though it's not called Zari Pasol Lekahal, only the Zuchamar Pasol Lekahal, not the Nekevis, but it's called Zari Pasol Lekahuna. And that should be enough, because Dumma to Amon Lekain Gadol, there also, the Zari is not Pasol Lekahal, it's just Pasol Lekahuna. So some Rishonim learn, and this is how Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Ayin Zayin, he says, Ein Echanami, our Gemara is going according to the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who's talking in our Gemara. He's the one who explains what is the machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Ein Echanami, Reish Lakish will have to explain the machlekes differently. We won't get into this right now, how exactly Reish Lakish will learn the machlekes. One can take a look in the Tosfos over there, as well as in the Ramban and Asrigo, they explain how Reish Lakish will learn the Gemara. But there is another mahalach which Rishonim bring, b'shem the Rav Av Bezdin. And he says that the Gemara really could fit even with the Shita of Reish Lakish. And we'll explain it how the Ramban explains, and this is how the Shita of Neid Lami as well. They explain that the Rav HaBezdin means to say, when Rabbi Yosi says, we need Dumma to Amon Lekain Gadol, Ma Amon Lekain Gadol, Zari Posel Upoisel, Af Kosher Zari Posel Poisel, it's not enough that it's a Bias Isser, it has to be a Bias Isser which also passels the children. Afuka Mitzri Sheni She'ein Zari Posel, the Pshat is because the children of Mitzri Sheni, since they're Mutter Bekahal, they lose the Psol that the parents had. The father was a mitzri sheni, the child does not get that psul. Even though there is a different psul, if it's a daughter, she'll be pasul to a kain, that's not a reason why the mitzri sheni should pasul the nevelas. In other words, if it's a mitzri rishain, so he's pasul and his psul goes over to his child as well, so that type of psul is strong enough to pasul the nevelas. However, a mitzri sheni, his psul is not strong enough to go over to his child, he also won't pasul the nevelas bibi yosei. The pshat has to be dumatal mon lekain gadol, by Amman L'Kayin Gadol, they're usur to each other because of a psul kahuna, and that psul kahuna is strong enough to go over to the child. Therefore, the nevelus becomes pasul because of this bias pasul. Rakparam, this is all by Amman L'Kayin Gadol, where the tzad to pasul her is because of the psul kahuna. In other words, there is no psul kahal between them. What's passing them from each other is the psul kahuna. And that's the question, does this psul passel her bibiyosai? That answer is that it does, because it's a psul which goes over to the child. But when we talk about a mitzri sheni, it's sad to say that he should passel her is because of the psul kahal that he has, the mitzri sheni which is a psul kahal, and since that's not a strong enough psul to go over to the child, therefore he also will not passel her bibiyosai. So this is a pshat that the Rishonim bring b'shem the Rav Av Beis Din. However, the Ramban asks that when you get to the Hemshech al-Gemara, then already this pshat is difficult. Because by Amayni and Mayavi, the Gemara says this is the nafkamina between the Shita of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, because Amayni and Mayavi is a psul which only miktsas azera as possible. It only goes over to the Scharm, not to the Nekeves. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that's not enough to be Dumata Amon al-Kain Gadol. Therefore, she does not become possible by Yossi. The problem, however, is that the Lashon of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is according to Rav Shmuel Gamliel, clearly we're talking about a bas. The question is whether she's mutter to a kain or usher to a kain. We're not talking about psuli kahal, because here we're talking to a kain who wants to marry the almanosai, the neveles, who is nivla to apostle. And Rav Shmuel Gamliel says that if the kain is allowed to marry the daughter, then he's also allowed to marry the almana. If he's not allowed to marry the daughter, then he's not allowed to marry the almana. And here again, the question would be that according to Beis Lakish, a kain is not allowed to marry the bas. Even though the bas is an amoinis or a moyavis, she doesn't have the iser kahal, she still is usher to a kain, according to the Shita of Reish Lakish and Yevamis. So how can the Gemara say an afkamina between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is that an amoini or moyavi, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, do not passel Bibi Yossi? Why shouldn't they passel? Since the kahal is kosha iatanoise bitai, iatanoise almanosai, this is a case of iatanoise bitai, according to Reish Lakish, because the amoinis which is born from the amoini who bought bas yisrael be iser, she's usher to a kain. So this is the kasha that the Rishonim ask on the Mahalach of the Rav Av Beis Din, and because of this kasha, they conclude that Ein Chenami Esikah does not work with Reish Lakish. Esikah is only Rabbi Yochanan Lishitasai. Now continue on. The Gemara B'Hemshech brings Rav Chisda. He says, "Hakomoidim ba'almanas isa shepsula lekuhuna." He says, even according to the Shita, which is most mekel, which is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, but even he's maskim, since the din is kol she'iyata noisa bita, iyata noisa almanasai. So here, since the bas is pasul, the mele almana is pasul as well. The B'Hemshech the Gemara brings lafukim with the Hani Tanoi. The Tanan hated Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro al almanas isa shekshera lekuhuna. My time a heavy streksveika with streksveika lekula. That Kapshuta, even according to the Shitas of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro, their only machshir the almanas isa is smashed with their masking that the bas is possible. And as we'll see, there's a machikas we showed him what exactly is an almanas isa, and we'll have to understand what is the chil between the bas and the almana. The bas, everyone is masking. That was pashut to the Gemara that she's possible. The question just is about the almana. So the Shita of Rashi, both here and in Ksubas Daf Yadalit, is that almanas isa means a woman who married a safek chalal. Rashi explains the lashon of almanas isa is shehimu revis besfekois bailhoy yosafik viba mikoychay. As far as the child, that's pashut that the bas is possible. The daughter of a chalal gets a din of a chalala, and since the father is a safek chalal, we have to be machmer and consider her a chalala. What is the plan of the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua and Yehuda ben Beseira? They say that she's mutter because she's a svek sveika. So Rashi explains, svek sveika, bai lahoy yosafik, vi bo mikoichel hi pasel. She's called a svek sveika because she's not the original sofik, she's coming mikoich her husband who was the sofik. And the Rishonim over here, they argue on Rashi, the Tosafot Rashi and Esikah says, this is not called a svek sveika. Rashi apparently learns that the svek sveika in Esikah is not like the classic svek sveika, where there are two tzadim to be mekel. Here there really is only one sofik, whether the husband was a chol or not. If he was a chol, she definitely is nifsal. Still, Rashi says this is called a svek sveika because she's coming mikoyach his sofik. We'll get back to the sheet of Rashi later on. But upon most Rishonim, this is how Tosafos and Ksubas learns, and Rishonim and Esrog as well. They say that the lashon almanas isa means that there was someone who was nisariv in the mishpacha. The word isa means something was nisariv, as we find earlier in the Masechta. Kol harotzeis isa l'eretz Yisrael, v'eretz Yisrael isa l'bavel. Tosafos proves that the lashon of isa is mashma that someone was nisariv. That's a kash on the sheet of Rashi in Esrog. Rakapam Tesis learns that what it means to say is that there was a Safik Chalal, and additionally, this Safik Chalal was Nisariv into the Mishpacha. So now there are two Sveikas. Each person in the family has a Safik if they were the one that was Nisariv, and even if they were the one that was Nisariv, it was only a Safik Chalal in the first place, it was not a Vade Chalal. This is what the Gemara means to say Svek Sveika. This is the Pshat of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. They say that Almanas Isa is Muteres because of a Svek Sveika. Now Tesis over there in Ksubas Daf Yadal asks Akasha from Esrog. He says, if Amonas Isa is, the way the Rishonim are explaining, that it's a regular Svek Sveiko, that's the plan of Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Yehuda and Beseiro, why they were Machshir Dalmonas Isa. If so, why is it so Pashur that the Bas is Psula? As we mentioned earlier, the Mashmois of Ersuge is that that's Pashur that the daughter is Pasul to a Kain. The question just is about the Almona. That Rabbi Chizda said that according to all the Tanoi mentioned, even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Almona is Pasul because Kol Shei Tanoi Sabita, Yeh Tanoi Se Almonasai, and that the Gemara brings that Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro argued. Why was it so Pashur that the Bas is Psula? Why doesn't she have the same heter of Svek Sveika? So Tosis answers that there's a chilek between the Bas and the Almona. As far as the Bas is concerned, Tosis says, there is no Cheskas Kashrus. From the moment she was born, there's already a suffix whether she's kosher or not. Mashenkin, as far as the Almona is concerned, she had a Cheskas Kashrus. Before she was Nivla to this suffix Cholol, she was kosher Likuhuna, so now she keeps her Chazaka, and she remains kosher. Now Tosis continues and he says, even though as far as the Bas, despite the fact that she doesn't have a Chazaka, why isn't the Svek Sveika alone enough? Sveika Likula is always matter. So Tosis answers, my loss of Biyuchsin, and it brings the sigil later on in Ksubis, which is mavur similar to this, that they made a maila even when there's a raiv, not to be samech on the raiv as far as Dina Yuchsin, only in a case where there's two raivs. And Tosis says, as far as Svek Sveika as well, as far as the Bas, where there's no Cheskas Kashrus, they did not rely on the Svek Sveika. As far as the Almana, who has a Cheskas Kashrus, so that together with the Svek Sveika, according to Bishu and Yehuda ben Beseira, they will matter her. Now the Pnei Shuan Ersuge says that if you learn the Sugin Ksubis, one could wonder, what is the Pshat in the Shita of Rashi? He seems to go connected all of the Rishonim, and his Pshat seems to be very dochuk. Why is this called an Amonas Isa, and why is it called a Svek Sveika? But the Pnei Yeshua says that it's partial that Rashi got his Shita from Ersugya. Because if Amonas Isa means like Tosis, and it's a Svek Sveika Mamish, so why is it so partial that the Bas is partial? This is the Kash that Tosis himself asks in Ksubis. And even though Tosis said a Teres, he was Mechai between the Bas, who does not have a Chazaka, to the Amon, who does have a Chazaka. Still the Pnei Yeshua says, in Ersugya, the Gemara should have brought this Svara. After Rabbi Chizda says that according to the Tanoim of the Breis, the din is that the Almonas Isa is possible for Kahuna, since the Bas is possible, the Almonas is possible as well. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Lafukim in the Hani Tanoi. The Gemara brings that Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro say that the Almonas Isa is kosher. And when the Gemara then asks, my Taima, the Gemara should have answered, what is the chilik between the Bas and the Almona? And the Gemara says, because it's a Svek Sveika, that doesn't help. We know it's a Svek Sveika, and yet for the Bas it wasn't enough. Why should it be enough for the Almona? Akarcha the Svara is because there's a Chazaka. The Gemara left out that Svara. So this Pnei Yeshua says it's difficult with the Mahalach of Tosfos. This is why Rashi and Ersuge did not want to learn like this. And furthermore, he says, why was it so Pashut according to Tosfos, that which Rav Chizda says, HaKamayim according to all the Tanaim of the Breisa, everyone's masking that Almonas Isa is Nifsa b'Biyosa, since the Bas is Psula. The question is, the only reason why the Bas is Psula is because Maila Osu b'Yuchsin. B'Esim, there should have been a Svek Sveika to be matter the Bas. So who said that when we pass the Bas as a Maila Osu b'Yuchsin, that over there also will pass the Almona? The whole limit is from Amon Lekain Godel over there, the Bas was Pasul Mi'ikar Adin. That's where we can learn that the Amon is Pasul as well. Over here, where it's only Mishum Maila Asa B'Yuchsin, why is it so Pashut that she'll be also Nifsa B'Biyasa? So Peshua explains, because of these kashas, Rashi saw in Ersugya that it's not really a Svek Sveika, and Amon Asisa just means that there's one Suffolk, he's a Suffolk Chol, and that which we call her a Svek Sveika is because she's Bami Koichai. And as far as the Bas is concerned, it was Pashut to the Gemara that she's Aser because she's the daughter of the Suffolk Cholol. So we have to treat her as a halala. As far as the Almona, that's the nidin in the sugyo. And the difference between the Bas and the Almona, again, here the same chilik as we said before, the Bas does not have her own cheskas heter, mashenkin the Almona does. And this Gemara brings that Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir held that lamaisa the Almona sisa is muteres because she has her own chazaka. The Gemara calls this Svek Sveika, it doesn't really mean Svek Sveika. It means that she's a step removed from the original suffik and she has her own cheskas heter. That's the sheet of Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir. And Rav Chizda over here is telling us that according to all three Shitas HaTanoim in the Breisa, even according to the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who's the one who would make all the most, still here the din is that the Almona will be Aser, since the Bas is Aser, Kol She'atanoi Sabita, Atanoi Se'al Menosei, V'chol She'i'atanoi Sabita, I'atanoi Se'al Menosei. So the Pnei Yeshua explains that according to the Shita of Rashi, Rav Chizda is very good. Here we're talking about Dinei Dereisa, since the Bas is Pasul Midereisa, as the Pnei Yeshua explains, because she does not have her own Cheskas Heter, she's Aser Midereisa. According to the Shitas HaTanoim of this Breisa, they hold that once the Bas is Aser, then already the Almona is Aser as well. The din of the Nivelis is dependent on the din of the Bas, as opposed to the Shitas of Rav Shua and Rav Yehuda ben Beseir, they hold that the two dinim are independent, and as far as the Almona, since she has her own Cheskas Heter, she'll be Mutter. Now, just mentioned, there's a lot of discussion in Achreinim, the way that the other Rishonim learn the Sugya, not like the Shita of Rashi. That Almona Isa means that there's a Safed Cholol who was Nesarev into the Mishpacha. According to these Rishonim, when the Gemara says that it's a Svek Sveika, it means Kipshutai, like the classical Svek Sveika, there are two different stadim to be matter. Firstly, maybe this Boyal was not the Pasul which got mixed up into the Mishpacha, And secondly, even if he was, it's not a psul vaday, he was only a safek chalal, so this is a sex feka lakula. However, Achreinim asks that even according to these Rishonim, it's not pasha that this is a sex feka which would work. And that is because there's a klal, that safek echer beguf, the safek echer betaruvis, is not a sex feka. This halacha is brought in Yerdeya, the Machabrin Simen Kuf Yud, Sif Tess, he brings a case where you have a safek trefa, you have an animal which you're not sure whether it's a trefa or not, and then after it was nisariv with other animals. If it's a nisariv in a case where it was not nisbatal, so one would have thought that even if there is no bitl, still we have a svek sveka lakula. Firstly, maybe it was never a trefa in the first place. And secondly, even if it was a trefa, maybe this is not the animal that had the suffix about it. Still the Mechaber says, here we cannot rely on svek sveka, since one of the svekas is beguf and one is bitaruivis. Meaning the first suffix was, whether it's a trefa or not, that's a suffix about the actual animal itself. That's called a suffix beguf. Afterwards, it was nisariv with other animals. Here we can now rely on svek sveka, and the pshat is, because since the original shayla was about the first animal, before it was nisariv, at that moment we already had a suffik about it, and since it was only one suffik, it was not a svek sveka, we had to paskin l'chumra. Later on, when it's nisariv, in a way that it's not nisbatal, so even though now we have a second suffik, but since we already paskin on the first suffik, we were done on it already previously, and we paskin that we have to go l'chumra, so when the second suffik comes about, we don't put the two svekas together, and we cannot be matter based on svek sveka. And if so, a number of Achreinim ask Akasha, the Pnei Yeshua and Ksubis Daf Yudalid, the Beis Shmuel and Evan Ezra Simen Beis, Sifkot and Yudalid, they ask, what is the Pshat in Er Sugyo? The way most Rishonim learn that Almanas Isa is a Svek Sveka, a Safik if he was a Chalal in the first place, and then afterwards he was Nisarev in the Mishpacha, Lachar, this is like a case of Safik Echer Beguf, with Safik Echer Betarevis, here we do not rely on Svek Sveka. The Pnei Yeshua over there in Ksubis, he asks his Kasha, and then later on in the Kuntras Achron he writes, that he found in the Truvas Rashba, the Truvas Rashba actually brought a right from Er Gemara that you do say Svek Sveka even when it's Safek Echer Beguf V'Safek Echer B'Taruivis. So in other words, the Rashba was bothered by this problem and he proved from Er Gemara that even in this case it is considered a good Svek Sveka. Now the Beis Meir in Simen Beis, Sifkotan Hei, he gives a different test to this Kasha. According to the Shitas HaPoiskim that you do not say a Svek Sveka when it's Safek Echer Beguf and Safek Echer B'Taruivis, what is the Pshat in Er Gemara? He says our case is not really a good comparison to the case of the Mechaber. The Mechaber is talking about a case where you have a chicken, which is a suffix trefa, and it's a sarif with a second chicken, which is definitely kosher. The Mechaber says here, you do not rely on svek sveka, because this is an example of suffix echo beguf, the suffix echo betarevis. However, he quotes the Shach. The Shach talks about a different case, where you have two tarnagoyles. One is a suffix trefa, and one is a kshera, and they were not in the sarif, you know which is which. However, one of them laid an egg in the yard, you find the egg, and you don't know which one it came from. And the Shach says, in this case, we can be machshir the egg with a svek sveka. Because we don't know where the egg came from. It could be it came from the tarnagol, which is a suffik trefa. It could be it came from the one which is kshera. And even if it came from the one which is suffik trefa, it's not vadia trefa, it's only a suffik trefa. This is not a case of suffik echa beguf, of a suffik echa betarevis, because the suffik is on the egg. Meaning, we're dining on the egg, and on the egg itself, there's a svek sveka. There's two stadim to be matarit. Firstly, maybe it came from the one which is kosher. And secondly, even if it came from the other one may not be a trefa. Here, when we're downing on the egg, we could use a svek sveka. This is the din that the Beis Meir brings, b'shem the Shach. And if so, the Beis Meir says, our case would be similar to the case of the egg. Because in that case, we're discussing what is the din of the Almonas Isa. We're deciding whether she was nifsala because she was nevelas to apostle. And here, on her herself, we do have a svek sveka. And neither one of the svekas is that she was nisariv. She wasn't nisariv. We know exactly who she is. The question just is, was she nifsal al yidei the biyah? And we have two tzadim to be mad to her. One side is that maybe the one who was boiled her was not the safik cholol, and even if he was, it's still only a safik cholol, it's not a vade cholol. Here, when we're downing on her, and she has two svekas to be mad to her, that's like the case of the egg. And this is how the Beis Meir answers the kasha of the Achreinim, why over here in that case, it's not like the case of safik echo beguf and safik echo betarevis. Now, after the movement, Simen Mem, Sifkot and Daud, he quotes this Beis Meir, and he argues on him, and he explains why the kasha of the Achreinim is a good kasha. And he says the Beis Meir's comparison is not really accurate. And he says what would really be a good comparison is in a case where you have two tarnagoyles, one is a suffik trefa, one is a kshera, and then they're nisariv. You no longer know which is the one who is a suffik trefa. Then afterwards, you see that one of them lays an egg. In this case, you saw exactly which tarnagoyles laid the egg. However, we don't know what is the din of this tarnagoyles. We have two svekas. Firstly, maybe this is the one who is kosher. And even if it's not the one who is kosher, even if it's the other one, but lemaisa was only a suffik trefa, not a vade trefa. In this case, the Avilum says the din will be that the beitza is osir. This would be a case of safek echa beguf and safek echa betarevis. You would not be able to rely on a svek sveka. And the Avilum says that this is the case which Almanas Isa is similar to. Because by Almanas Isa, We know exactly who the Baal is. Like the case of the egg, we know exactly which Tanagoylos laid the egg. And even though we have a Sveksveika on the Tanagoylos, we cannot use the Sveksveika because it's Safik Echo Beguf and Safik Echo Betarevis. So too, on the Baal, we know who he was. The question is, what is his din? So even though he has a Sveksveika, maybe he's not the one who was Nesarev in the Mishpacha. And even if he is the one, it was only a Safik Cholol, not a Vadei Cholol. But since on his din himself, we cannot pass him with the Sveksveika, so too, as far as the Nevelis, whether she becomes possible with this Bia, we cannot use the Sveksveika. Since the klal is, in both of these cases, anytime we know exactly what created the suffix, in other words, we know who the Baal is, or we know which Tanagulis laid the egg, then really the question is not about the egg. The question is not about the Almana Sisa. The question is about the Baal or the Tanagulis. And since on they themselves, it's Safik Echa Beguf, Safik Echa Betarevis, we cannot use the Sveksveika to paskin on them, then we also cannot use the Sveksveika to paskin on the Beitza or on the Almana Sisa. So this is how the Avnei Mum explains, this is what the Achrenim were bothered by, this is why he did not like the Teres of the Beis Meir. Now I'll continue on. The Gemara brings the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. How do we paskin like as far as the machlokes of Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer? Rav paskin like Rabbi Eliezer that a mamzer is usher to a shtuki, and Shmuel paskin like the Stam Mishnah that mamzerim and shtuki are mutter lovi zeh bezeh. Now we mentioned earlier in the previous year, Rav Yishenim understand the shita Rabbi Eliezer that it's not a din day raisa. Rabbi Eliezer is also maskim to the drasha of bekahal vade hudle yovai yehobekahal safi yovai, and for that reason, a shtuki should be mutter to a mamzeris. Still, he says that Maila also be Yuchsin, the same way that we hold that a shtuki is aser bebas Yisrael because Maila also be Yuchsin. He also made a Maila also be Yuchsin to aser a shtuki to a vadei mamzeres. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara asks a kasha: V'rami derav aderav, v'rami deshmuel adeshmuel. The Gemara brings a different machlokes between Rav and Shmuel about an arusa sheibro. Rav says a vlad mamzer and Shmuel says a vlad shtuki. Now the 12 here explains that the Gemara understood that both Rav and Shmuel are maskim. That an arusa she'ibra, the din of the child is that it's a shtuki or a shtukis. That's not the machlokes. When Rav says avlad mamzer, what Rav meant to say is that this shtuki has a din, has the same status as a vadei mamzer, and if the shtuki will be mutter to a mamzeres, or if it's a shtukis, she'll be mutter to a mamzer. On that Shmuel argument, he said avlad shtuki. What Shmuel meant to say is that the shtuki is usher to a vadei mamzer. In other words, machlokes Rav and Shmuel is this machlokes tanoim. Rav is passing like the Tanakamo that the shtuki is mutter to a vadei mamzer. And Shmuel is passing at Rabbi Eliezer that Vadoim b'sveika on Aroser. This was the Gemara's kasha that the shitos are switched, and the Gemara says, Eichinami Ipach, you have to switch them around. The Rashi over here in Dibur Maschel v'Rav Omar is a little bit difficult to understand. Rashi says, Rav Omar Avlad Mamzer Vadai, the child has the status of a Vadi Mamzer, the Amina Miruba da Almahu, we assume that the Baal comes from the Rav, meaning the rest of the world, anyone other than the Aros. If someone else was the Baal, then the child will be a Mamzer. And Rashi continues, Amal the Rav, Safik Kivadi Mashvili Kitanakamo, the Omar Sveikam Vadoin Mutter. Now, in one, Rashi is explaining that we're proving that Rav holds like the sheet of the Tanakamo, that a Safik is Mutter to a Vadai. On the other hand, Rashi mentions a specific Svar over here, while here Rav says you go Buster the Rav. And Peshu over here stresses, he says, Akarchak Rashi does not mean to say that the Rav over here will paskin, that the child has the status of a Vadi Mamzer, because the Gemara over here is trying to prove that Rav holds like the sheet of the Tanakamo, that Sveikam Vadoin is Mutter. Even when there is a Rav over here, it's still called a Safik. And the Pshat, like we mentioned previously, since over here the Torah exerts the cost of it, the Torah tells us, the Mamzer Vadai Hudu Liyavi, the Mamzer Safik Yavai, anything less than a Vadai is called a Safik, even if there is a Rav, it will still be a Safik Mamzer, and there will be Mutter Bikahal. And the same would be true that this Safik is also Mutter to a Vadai Mamzeres, because of the Joshua Bikahal Vadai Hudu Liyavi, Habikahal Safik Yavai. So Akarach, that which Rashi says that there's a Rav over here, Rashi does not mean to say that the Rav paskins, rather it's still called a Sofik, and therefore we have a Raya that Rav paskins like the sheet of the Tanakamo, that Seikam Vadoin is Mutter. Lamaisa, the Rashi still remains difficult. Why does he mention anything about the Rav? If anyways this Rav is not conclusive, it's not going to make it into a Vadai, we're still going to consider it a Sofik. Why didn't Rashi just say simply, when Rav says Havlad Mamzer, Rav means that the Shtuki has the same din as a Mamzer, and therefore he's Mutter b'Mamzeres. Now, Agapan, the Gemara B'Hemshech says, Epoch, you have to switch the Shitas around. And the Gemara explains, why do we need the two Memras? The Gemara says, there are Svaras to say that even if you would hold in the case of Arusa She'ibra, of then the child is Mutter to a Mamzeres, he still would not know in the case of a Pruyash in Isabra, because by Arusa She'ibra, there's more of a Svar to say that the child is a Mamzer, because Reif Psulam Etzla, there's also a Svar the other way around, that even if you know that by Pruyash in Isabra, that the child is Mutter to a Mamzer, you could say that over there, there's more of a Svar to say that the child is a Mamzer, because you cannot be titled in the Aros, Mashenka in the case of Arusa Shinis Abra. So that's how the Gemara makes a Trichus, so why we need both of these Machlaikasim. Now the way we were explaining before, All these svaris are only svaris derabanan. Because both according to Tanakama and according to Rabbi Eliezer, we dash in the pasuk kahal vadi hudal yovi habikal sofik yovi. Therefore, it's mutter for a vadi mamzer to get married to a shtukis, or for mamzeres to get married to a shtuki. And even though there are svaris of roiv, but as we mentioned before, since the Torah says it's dafka kahal vadi, anything less than a vadi still remains a sofik and it will be mutter. And if so, these svaris that the Gemara mentions, these are all svaris in mailo also be yuchsin. In other words, when is it more mistaber that the Rabbanan made this mailo to ask the shtuki to a mamzeres? One of these more of a svar by an arusa to ask the shtuki to a mamzeres, because the arusa you could be titled in the baal, therefore misum the child is kosher and we should ask the child to a mamzeres. Or the other way around, there's more of a svar to say by a pnuyo, since Rav Cherim Etzla, misum her child is kosher, that would be more of a svar to ask the child to a mamzeres. But akapam, these are all svaris in maila also be yuchsin. Now, just mentioned, Mashov here points out that once the Gemara brings svaris in both directions, why on one hand by a Rusa it's more mistaber to Aser, on the other hand by a Pruya it's more mistaber to Aser. If so, why does the Gemara have to continue going with the Epoch? Let the Gemara say that really the Girsa, the original Girsa is correct. And now which we ask the Astir and Rav and Astir and Shmuel, the Gemara can answer the Rav passing by Rabbi Eliezer by a Pruya because he held in that case it's more mistaber to Aser. Like the svar of Rav Cherim Metzla. And Shmuel Paskin, that by Naruso, that's where it's Aser, that's where it's more mistaber to make the Gzeira, because of the Svar Deika Lemitla Ba'aris. So we really could have answered this series both in Rav and Shmuel. And this Mashal explains that it's not mistaber to the Gemara that they held Svaris Hafuchais. That according to Rav, the Rabbana made the Gzeira, the Maila also be Yuchsin, Dafka by Pnuya, not by Naruso. And Shmuel holds Mamish the opposite, the Rabbana made the Gzeira Dafka by Naruso and not by Pnuya. This Gemara held was not mistaber to say. And that's why we continue going with the Epoch, and we just use these svaris to explain the Tzrichasa, why did Rav and Shmuel have to argue in both of these cases, because there would be theoretical svaris in each direction. Now continue on, the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud discusses what is the Pshat, and now Rabbi Elazar holds Kusi lo Yisa Kusis, and the last line the Gemara brings Kiyosa Rav Dimi Omar, Rabbi Elazar Sovlak Rabbi Shmuel, he holds like Rabbi Shmuel that Kusim are Gedri Aroyos, and Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Kiva that Ovi Kachom V'Evan Abba Abbas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. Hemshach, the Gemara says that Rishmal himself did not hold like Rabbi Kiva. However, Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Shmuel legabe kusim geir aryois, and Rabbi Elazar also holds like Rabbi Kiva legabe avik akom ve'evin obo abas yisrael havlad mamzer. The words the Gemara mean to say, why is this the reason why kusi lo yuso kusis? So as we'll see, there are a few mahalchim in the Rishonim. So Rashi over here explains, the chashash is that maybe these two kusim who want to get married, one of them comes from a kusi obo abas yisrael, and that one has a din of a mamzer, and the other one comes from a kusi obo kusis, that one has a din of a kusi. And therefore, there will be also for them to get married. One of them is a Mamzer Yisrael, and the other is an Avedas Kechavim. Now, in other words, according to Rashi, the issue really is that the Yisrael is getting married to a Goy, despite the fact that the Yisrael is a Mamzer, but nevertheless, he still has an Isser to marry a Goy. That's the Chashash by Kusi lo Yisa Kusis. Now, Taisa over here, in Dira Matzchav Rabbi Shmuel, he asks on Rashi, why is it necessary to say that Rabbi Lozer holds that Akam Ve'evra Ba'a Bas Yisrael of Lan Mamzer? Even if the child would not be a Mamzer, the child would be kosher, he would have the same Chashash. The problem is that a Yid is getting married to a Goy. What difference does it make if the Yid is a kosher or the Yid is a Mamzer? If anything, if the Yid is a kosher, it would be even worse. A Yid who's kosher is getting married to a Goy. So Tosis answers for Rashi, and the Tosis Rashi expounds on this a little bit further, that it's not to say that Akam Ve'evra Ba'a Bas Yisrael, the child is not a Mamzer. The Pshat is not that he's a Yisrael who's kosher, rather he's Nisachas after the father and he has a din of a Goy. The whole Tzad to say that he's not a Mamzer, the Pshat is because it's not Shaykh for a Goy to have the Shem Mamzerus. Therefore, if we're going to be miyachasim after the father, he's going to be a guy without the shem amzeris. Therefore, when the Gemara is coming to explain the Pshat Rabbi Elazar, what is the problem with the kusi marrying a kusis? The Gemara has to say that he holds akam ve'evet obo abas yisrael of lan mamzer, because the other tzad to say that he's not a mamzer is that he's a guy. If so, what would be the chashash over here? If one of these two comes from a kusi obo la kusis, and one comes from a kusi obo abas yisrael, so both of them are going, it would be no problem for them to marry each other. Our kachal, we have to say the chashash is that one of them is a yid. That's what the Gemara means, that he holds like the man Omar Akam Ve'evra Ba'a Bas Yisrael Avlad Mamzer. That's another way of saying that the child is a Yid. Only because he's a Yid, that's why it's Shaykh to have the Shem Mamzeris on him. This is the Shita of Tosis as well, in Yivam Mustaf Tezayin Amar Beis and Dibur Maschal Amar Roi, that the Tzad to say that the child is not a Mamzer, the Pshat is because he's Nisyachas after the father, and he has a din of a Goy. At this point, it's a Machlekes Rishenim, the Ram holds not like Tosis. The Ram in Perek Tezvav Hilchas Yisuri Biyo, Halacha Gimel, and Halacha Dalid. Ram is mavur that the tzad to say that the child is not a mamzer, rather the child is kosher. The pshat is that he's nisyachas after the mother and he's a yisrael who's kosher, not like the shita of Tosis that he's nisyachas after the father and he's a goy. And this is how we pass in lemaisa that the lineage always goes after the mother, not after the father. Therefore, Akam Ve'ever Oba Abbas Yisrael, the child goes after the mother and is a Yid, and he's not a Mamzer. We'll speak further about this Inyan, this Machaikis Rishonim, Mir Tashem and Afayin Vav. Rakapam, this is the Mahach that Tosis explains with Ask Rashi. However, then Tosis asks another Kasha, and he says, the Gemara's Mashma that according to Belozer, it's always Usher for a Kusi to marry a Kusis. There's no way that we can be Matter this marriage. L'cher, if both of them are Megayim Misafik, so even on the tzad that one of them is from a Kusi Yabal Akusis and he has a din of a Goy Gomor, but if he's Megayir, now he has a din of a Yisrael who's a Ger, and a Ger is Mutter to a Mamzer. So if both of them will go through the process of Geirus, then Mamon Shach, there will be no problem over here on the tzad that one of them was a Goy, now they're both a Yid, and even though one of them may be a Mamzer, but it's Mutter for a Ger to marry a Mamzer. And the Peshu over here says that Lefi Rashi, there's a simple teretz to answer this Kasha. Tosis only asks this Kasha because he's assuming that Reb Lezer holds, like the Shita of Reb Yosi, that a ger is mutter to marry a mamzer because kahal gerim lo yikri kahal. Tais on Amar Alf already assumed like this. In Dibur Maschal Kusi lo yisa kusis. But Rakapanam the Pnei Yeshua says, Badas Rashi, Rashi could hold not like this. Rashi could hold that Reb Lezer holds like the Shita of Yehuda. That gerim and mamzerim are usher to each other because kahal gerim ikri kahal. Rakapanam Tosis then brings another mahalch. Brings b'shem the Ri. The Chshash over here, the reason why Reb Lezer holds that Kusi lo yisa kusis is because just like some Bnei Yisrael were nitmu behem, meaning some Kusim married Bnei Yisrael, so too there are also Bnei Yisrael who are nitmu behem. They got mixed up amongst these Kusim, some Bnei Yisrael. And it could be that there's someone who we assume to be a Kusi, and the truth is really both of his parents are Yisraelim. This is what the Gemara means to say, this is the Chshash over here. It could be from these two Kusim, really one of them is a Yisrael Gomer, both of his parents are Yisrael, and therefore he's a Kosher. And the other one comes from a Kusi, Abba Abbas Yisrael, and they have a din of a Mamzer. And it'll come out that a Yisrael is getting married to a Mamzer. And according to the Ri, even if both of them will go through Geirus, it's not going to help. Geirus Eichnami will help on the side that really he was a Goy. For example, if he came from a Kusi Abal Akusis, or even a Yisrael Abal Akusis, in that case he would have a din of a regular Kusi, and Geirus would make him to a Yisrael Kosher. Still, over here the Chashash is that both of them are already Yisrael. One of them is a Kosher, one of them is a Mamzer. That's why Kusi Lo Yisa Kusis is according to Rebbe Lazar. I mentioned the third Mahalach from the Rishonim, the Ramban and the Ritva both learn the din of Kusi Lo Yisa Kusis means even if they both will go through the Geirus, still they'll be Aser. And the pshat is, Rechosha, that one of them comes from a Kusi Abal Akusis, and he's a Goy Gomer. The other is from a Kusi Abal Bas Yisrael, and he has a din of a Yisrael Mamzer. Therefore, even if Misafik, both of them will go through Geirus, still they'll be Aser, because Rebbe Aser holds like the Shita of Yehuda, the Kahal Gerim Ikri Kahal, and it's Aser for a Ger to marry a Mamzer. Therefore, that's the Chashash Shlomaisa, that it will come out that a Ger is marrying a Mamzer. And this is similar to the Mahach that Mei Yeshua says, Bedas Rashi. But according to these Rishonim, we don't have to say like what Taisus wanted to suggest with Das Rashi. Taisus was bothered that according to Rashi, if the whole Chashash is that Yisrael will end up marrying a Goy, why does the Gemara have to say that Reb Lezer holds like the Shita that Akam Ve'ever Oba Abbas Yisrael of Lad Mamzer, if the child is not a Mamzer, rather it's a Kosher, then for sure there's a problem. And Taisus had to be Mechadish that the Tzad to say that the child is not a Mamzer is because he's in Siachas after the father, he has a din of a Goy, and that's why it's not Shaykh for him to have the Shem Mamzer. According to these Rishonim, we could say not like this. We could say that the tzad of the Gemara to say Akam Ve'ever Oba Abbas Yisrael is not a Mamzer, the pshat is that he's a Kosher and he's a Yisrael Kosher. And now which Tosis asked on Rashi, that if the whole Chashash over here is that Yisrael will marry a Goy, then for sure if the child is Kosher there should be a problem. According to these Rishonim, the Nidin of the Gemara is after Geirus. And therefore if you would hold Akam Ve'ever Oba Abbas Yisrael of Lad Kosher, there definitely would not be a problem over here. Even the tzad that one of them comes from Kusi Abal Akusis and had a din of a Goy, but after he's a Megayir he'll be mutter to the Yisrael. Therefore, we had to say that the Chashash is that one of them is a Mamzer, that they come from a Kusi Abal Bas Yisrael, and they have a din of a Yisrael who is a Mamzer. Therefore, even if both of them are a Megayir, we don't have a Chashash that either one is a Goy, there still is a problem that a Ger will be marrying a Mamzeres, which is Osir. Reb Lezer holds like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that Kahal Ger Mikri Kahal. So just to summarize, the three Mahachim in the Sugya are, the Shita of Rashi is, the Chashash is, that from these two Kusim, one of them is really a Kusi Gomer, they come from a Kusi Abal Akusis, and they're a Goy, and the other one will be a Yisrael who is a Mamzer. And this Tosis asks, why do we have to say that the Yisrael is a Mamzer? Surely if the Yisrael is a Kosher, there will definitely be the same problem. And Tosis had to be Mechadish, the Tzad to say that the child is not a Mamzer, the Pshat is that he has a din of a Goy. And if so, there will be no concern, both of them are Goyim, there's nothing to worry about. The second Mahalach was the Mahalach of the Ri. The Chashash is maybe one of these Kusim really is a Yisrael Gomer, both of their parents are from Klal Yisrael, and the other one is a Mamzer, they come from a Kusi Abal Bas Yisrael. And the third Mahalach, the Ramban and the Ritva, we're talking about even if both of these Kusim are Megayir, still the Chashash is, one of them is a regular Ger, but the other one is a Yisrael Mamzer. They come from a Kusi Abal Bas Yisrael, and Reb Lezer holds Kahal Gerim Ikri Kahal, it's also from Mamzerim and Gerim to marry each other.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.